It's time for the Observation Deck, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care. Gordo is out sick today. Get well soon, great Gordo. He was kind of draggy yesterday. I could tell he was coming down with something.
Something was going on. Yeah, he was not panting, but he did kind of the, oh, man, a lot
yesterday. He forgot his fob to get into the building yesterday, so I went down to let him in. And as soon as the elevator opened and I peeked around the corner right by his car, I looked at him and went, you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. He had one of those days.
Yeah. So he's taking the day off. He did stick around after the show yesterday for the three of us to record the Musers, the podcast for this week. This week's episode, which will drop tomorrow morning, is about cheating death. Maybe that's what Gordo was doing yesterday, was cheating death.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. You know, I did think after recording that, as I've been driving the last couple of days, I'm like ultra alert and looking for something crazy to happen. Mm-hmm. It kind of got in my head talking about it.
I took a bike ride yesterday. I thought the same thing. I was extra careful.
Maybe Gordo just didn't want to drive in today after talking about it.
Yeah, we spent an hour talking about all the times the three of us have cheated death. And when we came to the end of the podcast, I think we all thought to ourselves, it's kind of a miracle that the three of us are here and able to do a one-hour podcast, because there were many times where we sidestepped the end.
And that dawned on me yesterday as well, and I should have said that, is I guess everybody looks back and thinks, man, I am lucky to be here. That could have happened, or that could have happened.
Yeah.
Even if it was just once or twice.
It ended up being a really fun hour, even though you're talking about cheating death, but I guess it's fun because you cheated death.
Yeah, still here.
Death. Some really good stories, so I hope you'll download or follow us or subscribe, listen to the podcast, The Musers, the podcast. A new one drops every Wednesday on Apple or Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. And the current one that dropped last week is about the sign of the times. Are these really the craziest times that we've ever lived in? We explored that topic. That one's available right now. And don't forget, George and Bob are doing a weekly Football Friends podcast on The Musers, the podcast. That drops every Thursday morning.
Yeah, it's been fun. Bob's really, really good. And we've had some really good football discussions here the last couple of weeks.
All right, here in the O-Deck, here's a football discussion, kind of. It has to do with the former Cowboys quarterback Mark Sanchez.
And see, this is more proof that we are living in the craziest time ever.
This is a weird, weird story. You probably know the basics by now. But yesterday it came out that Mark Sanchez is now facing a felony charge for the altercation that occurred late Saturday night, early Sunday morning in a parking lot behind a hotel. It was a loading dock in Indianapolis. He is there to do the Colts game that weekend on Fox, and he gets into it with a 69-year-old truck driver. Now, Sanchez is 38. Sanchez is 6'2", 220 pounds or so. The truck driver, I believe, was 5'9", 160.
And almost 70 years old.
And 69 years old.
6'9".
No.
And this is early in the morning, 2 in the morning, something like that. Surveillance footage has leaked, and you can see Sanchez walking around back there by the loading docks, and the whole right side of his shirt is bloody, and he's stumbling around. And according to a police affidavit, Sanchez, smelling of alcohol, accosted the 69-year-old truck driver, who backed into the hotel's loading docks in downtown Indy. That led to a confrontation. It prompted the driver to pull out a knife and defend himself. The driver said that he feared for his life. Here's a much bigger man who appears to be a little bit out of his mind, coming after him for, I guess, the way the driver parked. I guess Sanchez didn't think he should be parking there or something.
Yeah, something over the way it was parked.
And as the prosecutor in Indianapolis said, the situation did not need to occur. The allegations involve a 38-year-old man becoming involved in an altercation with a 69-year-old man who sustained significant and very severe injuries as a result of that altercation. You may have seen the still photos of the 69-year-old truck driver, identified only as PT, released from the hospital. He looks like he had the hell beaten out of him.
And he's doing his job, correct?
Yeah.
This is his job to switch out vegetable oil?
Yeah, there to pick up old vegetable oil.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so the truck driver is scared as this bigger man, Sanchez, is accosting him. So he tried pepper spray, and then he felt really scared for his life. I mean, I would too. If I'm a smaller guy and it's 2 a.m. and a bigger guy is attacking you in an alley. So the truck driver pulled out his knife and stabbed Sanchez a few times, and that got Sanchez to back off a little bit and then start stumbling down the alley. It was initially thought that he'd face 3 misdemeanor charges, but now he's facing felony charges. And so many weird elements to this story. I haven't seen this video. This hasn't been released, but the prosecutor was asked, was Mark Sanchez doing wind sprints in the alley? And this prosecutor did not say no. He said the good thing about this is that video exists of all of this. And he said, I can confirm that at one point Sanchez was seen sprinting.
What was he doing?
I don't know.
Was he just out of his mind, intoxicated, and just, you know, usually a pretty reserved guy? I don't know anything about him. He didn't have any priors or anything, does he?
Not that I know of. I mean, not getting the Jets past the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, I guess that's a prior.
Be his only prior that I can think of.
But, you know, I thought about this story yesterday, trying to piece it together. And it just goes to show that we talk about confrontations all the time. You know, do you confront the person that cuts in line or steals your parking space? Or in this case, is parked somewhere where you don't think you should be parked. Why do you care about that? Whatever it is, we all find ourselves in these weird situations. It does show you that late at night and in an alley, mm-hmm. it's just best to say, okay, I'm just going back to my hotel room or wherever, whatever you're trying to do, and not confront someone. But it sounds like, yeah, this is on Sanchez, this poor driver. From every account that I've read, it's just kind of like, dude, I don't know what is wrong with you. Yeah, I'm parked here because I'm getting vegetable oil.
Right.
What is it to you?
And nobody else is here. The video shows those loading docks. They're all empty.
Yeah. It's really, really odd.
The truck driver yesterday filed a lawsuit against Sanchez and Fox.
Wow.
Citing damages, court costs, whatever else he's going to have to go through. And... he says severe permanent disfigurement.
Oh, wow.
Apparently his face is all cut up, loss of function and other physical injuries and emotional distress and other damages. You know, a lot of times you hear a lawsuit and you see all those terms and you think, yeah, really? But in this case, I think all of that fits. I'd be emotionally distressed too if I was that old man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw this asked yesterday. Will Fox fire him because there's a morality clause that this obviously violates in his contract? And I know this is apples and oranges, so I'm not trying to compare the two. I think he should probably be fired.
Yeah, it looks like it.
But this is the same network that did not fire Carissa Thompson and Aaron Andrews for coming out and admitting that they made up their sideline reports. Wouldn't that also be a violation of a morality clause?
Yeah.
I know it's apples
and
oranges.
That is interesting. I guess each case is so different. I do think at least they had the escape route of, well, I was just in a matter of speaking, that's what I was saying. We didn't make up. We may have just, you know, added a few details here and there. This is a guy who's facing a prison term.
Yeah. Like I said, apples and oranges.
Yeah.
But it's just the same network involved with having to make a call about a morality clause in a contract. Yes, now that it's been elevated to a felony charge, Sanchez is looking at anywhere between 1 and 8 years in prison.
Jeez. That's the thing. We get in these confrontations, and, hey, I've been in them too, and I've tried to de-escalate, and I've probably escalated some of them.
Talking to you, Gordon.
I think the lesson you take out of this is just just back down. And yeah, if you think that as a man or a woman is, well, you got to stand up for yourself. Yes, to a certain degree, but it's just so dangerous. And it just takes one time. It just takes one incident like this and you lose your job, you lose your life.
Here's another question about this. This is at 2 in the morning. The game he was doing, the Colts game, was a noon kick with the Raiders. That's 10 hours later, he is supposed to be on the air with Chris Myers broadcasting an NFL game for a major network. 10 hours.
Wow.
And he is in an alley, drunk out of his mind, stumbling around, getting into an altercation, getting stabbed. That's what he does the night before a game?
Well, yeah, you asked that question. Again, this may have been the first time he's ever really done that, really tied one on. You just
could
don't
be.
But man, you just can't put yourself in that predicament. It's almost like he was on something too. Like
yeah.
I don't know.
They had to go get Brady Quinn to do the game with Chris Myers. What's Chris Myers thinking?
What? He got stabbed? Oh no. Oh, he caused the altercation over vegetable oil?
Right. Wow.
Crazy story.
What a wild story. That's the latest on Mark Sanchez.